Well, hello there, you good and wonderful folk of Audioboo, Facebook, and Twitter. Welcome all, it's Roddy Jenkins with you once again, and you join me here with another update for you good folks. Now, if you go to audioboo.fm, Roddy Jenkins, capital R, or some people may say capital OR, O-D-D-Y, capital J-E-N-K-I-N-S-S, sorry, 1S. Not 2S, 1S. So that's J-E-N-K-I-N-S. Okay. Just not to get confused with anybody else that might have a double S. I don't think many do, but there you go. Anyway, whittle on a bit, and... Well, anyway, to cut a long story short, get back to the point, and sort of digressing from said topic. I thought I'd give you an update. I know the last two audiobooks have been titled updates, but this is an update on my sort of dry month. Now, as I say, if you go to said audiobook.fm/Jenkins, you will notice, and I can tell you here because I'm looking at the website right now, if I go down here, it's from the top, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 audiobook from the top of the list, okay, and it's entitled Going Dry. This is sort of an update for you guys, because I've decided I'm going to sort of go without alcoholic beverage for a whole month of February. In fact, we actually started last half of January. Just to lead yourself into it, okay. And I thought you may, or may not, like an update on how I'm getting. It's Thursday the 16th of February now, so we've had 16 days of the month of February where we haven't dropped a drunk a drop even. Never drink something else like caffeine and all the rest of it, soft drinks, but I haven't drunk a drop of alcohol. The reason for doing this is I got inspired by a program that I saw back in January, beginning of the year. It's a sort of regional documentary series that was screened on BBC One here in England, and they kind of challenged, one of the presenting team from each of the regions to sort of abstain from alcohol for the month of December. Well, obviously, December you've got Christmas, you've got office parties, Christmas parties, work dues, everything like that. And could they sort of go without? And I looked at them and thought, and I mean, I've done it kind of to an extent in the past where you've gone, say, without booze for a week or whatever, probably because you've been skinned. Partly because sometimes I just feel, I don't feel like a drink, and so I thought, okay, so I thought, well, they could do it, let's see if we could do it, and I chose this February, it's a December, I chose February because it's this year being the leap year, so we've got 29 days, so one extra day to just really sort of, push you over the edge. And I have to admit, there have been times when I looked at the calendar, December 16th, then look at whatever, 13 days more, until the 29th of February, but we put it okay. Now, initially, I haven't gone to a pub, okay? I walked past some of the alcohol sales in supermarkets, but I haven't per se gone and actually tried to think, okay, let's go to a situation where you would normally have alcoholic beverages, and you'd normally partake in said beverages. So, from that point of view, it's been okay. Sometimes I've just sort of sat at home. I think that's actually sometimes the worst bit of it, is because you think to yourself, okay, I've sat at home. Normally, you may have a glass of wine or a glass of beer or something in the evening for the evening meal or whatever. You think, okay, I can't have a problem with that. A glass of water, a mug of tea or whatever. So the caffeine level has gone up, but I actually discovered last night tea's good for you. Yes. And so that's really what I wanted to say. Anybody else who's out there thinking, okay, be out there. You may have never drunk, or you may be a recovering alcoholic, or you may have thought, no, I don't want to drink, I'd be teetotal since day one or whatever. Fair enough. But for those of you that enjoy a drink, and I confess, I'm the sort of person that likes a drink now and again. I wouldn't sort of label myself per se as a binge drinker, and I can't really sort of see to the point of going to pub until the 12 noon when it opens. I know some pubs open earlier, but if we go on the traditional sort of kind of, I suppose what is traditional anyway, but anyway, if we go with the old way it used to be, actually, pubs will open up until 12 noon and close at about 11:30 or midnight on weekends. And I can't really see the point of propping yourself up for that length of time. I don't think anybody could. There probably are people that want to get out there and want to say, okay, let's just go out there and let's get absolutely rat-ass pissed out of our skulls, and regardless of what the consequences might be. But, I mean, there have been times when I have had 3 or 4 pints of an evening, okay, I managed to get home. There have been some times when I thought, how the hell did I get home? And you've got the bit of getting home, you can't remember. Well, yeah, you got home, you're safe, yeah, you've still got your wallet to with your money, you're in your house, you're undressed, and, which is, when you live on your own, it's quite impressive, really. And there are times when I thought, you know what, I don't really need to do this. And there are times when I've enjoyed it. I thought, okay, let's go let the hair down a bit. I always remember when I used to work, it was always the case on, particularly on Friday night, I had to work. I think, okay, it's a weekend, it's just relax, you've got the weekend ahead of you, 2 days off away from your workplace and all the rest of it. And you just think, okay, let's have a good time. And I can remember, and this is going back all back, possibly sort of 5-6 years ago now, where you go out, you finish work at, say, sort of 6:30 on a Friday night, and you go down to the pub, and you'd be there until closing time. Now, I'm not saying I went and knocked that umpteen pints of Guinness, whatever, sometimes I did, sometimes I didn't. But you sort of thought, okay, you'd have a banter with the locals, you'd meet the same people week in, week out. Because I happened to go to a pub that was in the centre of Bristol, you got a lot of parking trade, people going there for a drink before going off clubbing or the rest of it on a Friday night. And it was inevitable that, yes, that you would meet some interesting characters. And I always used to think it would be wonderful to be a sort of fly on the wall with covert filming and sort of like that, and just go and film everybody's attitude and sort of kind of do a sort of drunken kind of style of commentary afterwards of yeah, how you perceive them, and yeah, and oh look there, she teaches again, and you know, you see people in all states of dress, usually women, and the female tend to sort of dress less. Whether that's to show off to us males, whether because of being, well, I'm going to be going to the club later on, it's going to get really hot, and I take a whole load of clothes with me. I've got to take them all off, put them in the cloakrooms or whatever, and so can somebody look after this? And then you've got to remember, get my ticket, don't lose your ticket, because otherwise you can't get your coat back or your top back or whatever, you know. And it kind of, kind of gets annoying. I'm the same. I hate being overdressed for anything, not just when you go to a pub, but just for any occasion. And if you've got a coat on, a heavy coat, where can you put it? You know, do you put it on your back chair? Do you have a bar stool? Do you put it on that? Do you need that hook on the bar, front of the bar? You might be able to put it on there. And it's just, you're conscious of the fact that it's there. It's going to, then if you go off to the loo, someone's going to walk into it, and they're going to be like, that is that. I don't know, it's absolutely, so you don't get to go. If I go to my local, then obviously I can't, which is just up the road, obviously I won't turn them off. Unless it's absolutely pinning down with bread, then I might think they could go, well, I'd like coat or something like that, but normally, I don't really bother. So anyway, I kind of digress, but, so in those days, I was drinking quite a lot, and I suppose over Christmas and January, I tended to have drunk slightly more than is the weekly average. But do we all, does anybody actually know what the weekly average is? I think it's about two units. But what's a unit? Is that a pint? Is that half a pint? Is that pint and a half? And they all keep sort of changing the rules a bit. And they sort of say, oh, you've got to drink in moderation. And then they say, well, if you drink red wine, that's good for you. And then they say, oh, no, don't drink red wine, that's not good for you. And they say, well, make your mind up. So I decided, okay, self-inflicted, and just out of interest, see if I could do it more than anything else. Could I go for a whole month without alcohol? Now, okay, as I say, these first, 16 days, near the end of the first evening, have gone swimmingly so far. There are times when, yes, I don't like heavy drink. I went home to my folks a couple of weeks ago, in the month, and last few days of January, and I thought, gosh, you know, yes, I wouldn't mind a drink. So, do you want a drink? I didn't feel like one. I felt weird sort of declining a drink from Dad. Normally, I'd be like, oh yeah, okay, I'll have a beer or I'll have a glass of wine or gin and tonic or whatever. And so it felt a bit weird doing that. And they're impressed and they thought, okay, fair play to you. Okay, so I was drinking water. Soda water whilst they were having a glass of wine or gin or whatever. And that was fine. And okay, right, crack on, first of February came and went, okay, don't fancy going to the pub. There are times when you do miss it, I must admit, you're walking home, and if it, you might say, I might just stop it for a quick pint on the way home, sort of thing, one for the walk home. Also, why didn't we all say one for the road, which always sounds a bit dodgy, because it implies you'll drink drive, doesn't it, but one for the walk home, and then, okay, no, so far, I can, hand on heart, say I've not had a drink, not been inclined to go to the pub, and it's a bit ironic, because being a self-confessed pubaholic, and somebody that likes the pub, and the absolute game of the pub, I've discovered more pubs that I could go and try, come March, come April, come then, or the rest of the year, and try out and say, okay, what they got to do. There's some great pubs in there. We've got the Bristol Beer Festival taking place next month, the weekend of the 16th and 17th of days of the month. And just look at the website. Let's see. Yep, Thursday the 15th to Saturday the 17th of March. So, I'm could go for that if I say wanted to. Really, I just think it was. I'd like to go there because obviously in March, and so I think I'll go dash down to the pub of all places on Sunday morning to buy a drink to go and drink more beer. Kind of ironic, that, isn't it? But anyway, so no, I've been okay. There have been times I say, when you thought, maybe shall I? And I thought, no, I'm gonna be good, and then I'm gonna treat myself. There are times when, like I say, you look at the calendar and you say, you're almost taking days off again. Okay, come on, got this far, doing fine. And I feel healthy. I'm still spending the same amount of money, obviously, but I'm spending the money I would have spent on alcohol, on other things, like mainly magazines, newspapers and books and downloads from music stores and stuff like that. It's been okay, and I've sorted everything out, it's all brilliant. And so far so good, so I thought I'd give you an update on said dry month, where I say, well, kind of halfway through it, and so far no adverse effects. Haven't been put off my eating. I don't think I'm sort of substituting food for alcohol, hopefully. And anyway, we're going to get cut off in a second, so I'm going to bring this to a close because it's going to get cut off. So see